Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Ring and welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, and we've got an eventful hour coming your way here because Panthers renewing their rivalry against the Boston Bruins, maybe the Panthers' biggest rival at this point in time. Couple of playoff series in the last couple of years, that'll do it, especially with what's been at stake. The Panthers have won both of those series, of course, and got two skilled teams, two teams that play with an edge, and they're going to meet once again today. So we're going to preview today's action. You've got the Panthers and the Bruins at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. By the way, if you can't be here at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise, we invite you to tune in across the radio network. 12:30, we're on the air with Panthers Preview, and where you can listen, you'll have us on 560 WQAM, our flagship home in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. You'll be able to catch us on Real Radio 92.1 up in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7. If you're listening on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. If you're a Sirius XM subscriber, you'll be able to catch our call on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio Channel 91 this afternoon. Also on your Panthers app, your free Panthers app, you can hear the game for free by hitting the radio button in the top right corner. You can get our broadcast each and every game by doing that. So lots of places to tune in. Consume Panthers hockey. Consume it in mass quantities. It's good for you. The Panthers 25-15-2 going into today's action. Big Atlantic Division matchup. Panthers second in the Atlantic, trying to catch up to Toronto, who has a 4-point advantage as we've just crossed into the second half of the National Hockey League schedule. Boston, on the other hand, sputtering a little bit, especially by their standards. A game over hockey 500 at 20-19-5. They come in just 8-12-2 on the road, and Boston winless in its last six games. So they desperately need to get things flipped around because the National Hockey League, you can't afford a skid like that, especially as you get into the second half. If you get on too big of a winless skid, things can get late pretty early, if you know what I mean, as far as the schedule and the playoff race is concerned. So it's the Panthers and the Boston Bruins coming your way. 1 o'clock today, 12:30, we'll have Panthers preview across the radio network. But over the next hour, we're not only going to preview the game this afternoon, we'll look back at the week that was. The Panthers coming off, most recently, a victory over the Utah Hockey Club, their first trip to Salt Lake City back on Thursday. So we'll talk about that and more coming up here shortly. In segment number two, we'll be joined by George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. He's been covering the Panthers for a long time, felt it was a good chance, good time to check in with George, what with the Panthers just crossing the halfway point of the schedule. So a little first half check-in, halfway point check-in with George Richards of Florida Hockey Now coming up in segment number two and later on in the program. Before the end of the hour, we will visit with Panthers forward Jesper Boqvist, who's coming off another two-goal outing last time out for the Panthers. First year with the team, and who'd he play for last year? The Boston Bruins. He's seen this Bruins-Panthers rivalry from both sides now. Panthers certainly happy to have him on their side, and we'll visit with him a little bit later on in the show. Lots to get to over the course of the next hour. As far as the schedule ahead for the Panthers, just gave you the schedule ahead for the show. Schedule ahead for the Panthers. Today, 1 o'clock against Boston. You've got this one coming up. Big one in the Atlantic Division, and the puck drops in about 4 hours here at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. eyes, expecting a great turnout here today. Maybe a few stray tickets still out there. So if you're looking for something to do on your Saturday afternoon, jump on that sooner rather than later, folks. Hope to see you here coming up in just a few hours' time. Also for the Panthers, coming up on Monday night, they'll begin a quick two-game road trip. Panthers in Philadelphia Monday at 7, in New Jersey on Tuesday at 7:30, back home against Detroit Thursday at 7 o'clock. Get all your Panthers tickets, FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. So that's what lies ahead for the Florida Panthers. Let's get right into reviewing the week that was. By the way, Doug Plagan's here with you, as I mentioned, back in our network studios on the other side of the glass. Marcos Gonzalez is there. And, well, over the course of the next hour, like I said, lots to get to, so let's dive right in now. Well, folks, going back over the course of the last 7 days since we last spoke to you on the Panthers Insider Show, which, by the way, you can find it wherever you're tuned in right now every Saturday. But it was back on Monday, the Panthers opened up their week with a matchup against the Colorado Avalanche. However, folks, it was the big news that came. We'll recap the games in a moment. Big news that came down a few weeks ago, or a few days ago, I should say. The announcement came down from the National Hockey League that the Panthers will be hosting the Winter Classic at Lone Depot Park in Miami coming up on January 2nd, 2026 against the New York Rangers. Before we get into recapping the week, let's recap that big news. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice looking forward to the Winter Classic.
Those are incredible experiences. I've been through two, the Heritage Games up north. It's a spectacle for sure. It's an awesome break in the schedule mentally. The game is very competitive, but there's so much more around the game that's a greater story. And I think having them in Florida, such a unique opportunity for our fans, and the one in Tampa as well, like both of them. And it's a little bit of a, I think it's a little bit of a thank you to the fans, right? Two really good teams. They both won. So now you, as fans of the team, get to participate in something highly unusual and a whole lot of fun. They're great. It's a great show. It's a great weekend. It's not just the one game. There's a build-up to it. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
It is a showcase of hockey in the state of Florida. It's, as he said there, kind of a gift to the fans as well, and it's something that kind of breaks up the schedule, and we've all seen them on TV, and now a chance to see the Panthers play one, host one, and hope to see you there. Still a long ways before that goes, almost a calendar year before that game will be played, but all the information, everything you need to know about it, just keep following along at FloridaPanthers.com for all that. So Paul Maurice talking about what it will mean to have the Panthers in a Winter Classic. Here is a Panther who has played in a Winter Classic previously. Sam Reinhart played in one in 2018, scored in that game for the Buffalo Sabres. Here's Sam Reinhart, what it means to get a Winter Classic.
It's awesome. I think it's an opportunity everybody should get at some part of their career. There's a lot of guys in the state of Florida that probably haven't had that opportunity, so it's pretty neat. We're going to be able to get one down here. How often do you get that chance? You know, I know when we had it in New York, we were there for about a week prior around New Year's, so it was pretty cool. A lot of family coming in. I'm sure there'll be a lot next year, so you got to take advantage of opportunities like that.
It's going to be a fun one, no doubt about it. So that was the big news that came down a few days ago, the announcement from the National Hockey League that the Panthers will have a Winter Classic game against the New York Rangers January 2nd at Lone Depot Park in Miami. So again, keep following along over the course of almost the next year for all the details. But some thoughts there from Paul Maurice and Sam Reinhart. Now we shift to what took place here as far as this Panthers team goes on the ice over the course of the last week. Well, looking back to Monday, the Panthers opened up their quick two-game road trip against the Colorado Avalanche. Prior to that game, though, we caught up with Nate Schmidt of the Panthers. The veteran defenseman was playing his 700th game in the National Hockey League. Here is Nate Schmidt on what it meant to play game number 700 in his career that night back on Monday.
It does feel good. Hopefully, I have a lot of games left. I feel like my legs still have them in them, but no better test than coming in here, hot team, and it's always a fun environment to play in. After playing the Central for the last couple of years, always good battles here. So should be an exciting game. Hopefully, I mean, it's still 700, and I'm pretty jazzed up that he'd be able to still be a part of the league.
So that was Nate Schmidt of the Panthers, what it meant to play game number 700 leading up to that game on Monday night. Also, prior to that one, had a chance to ask Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on how Nate has integrated into his new team and what it meant to see one of his players hit that milestone.
He's trending, and I think it was a pretty major adjustment. Even the game that we played, we were together briefly in Winnipeg. We play a different game here. We have different kinds of players, so we run different systems. And it took him a while, as it does for all our guys. You go back and you look at the guys who became so important to us last year when you think of Kevin Stenlund, the new guys that came in, but it wasn't until the back half of the season before they really started to make an impact. There's lots to learn, lots to cover. He's a great personality, great energy for the game, loves playing in Florida, and I think he's just going to keep getting better this year. It's funny when you track people's careers. You know, I mean, he was out of the lineup for 16 games last year, and that's true of Boqvist. It's true of Greer. These guys have kind of come in here and become big parts of it. Both Greer and Boqvist, I think, hit the ground running, and off they went, maybe because they had they were probably more familiar with our team because they played against us so much. But for Nate, he is trending in the right way. He's going to be real important to us tonight, you know, with veteran leadership when you got some injuries on your blue line.
So that's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on Nate Schmidt. He did play his 700th game back on Monday in Colorado. It was a tight one. Unfortunately for the Panthers, it went Colorado's way with help from an empty netter late. They ultimately won the game by a 3-1 final score. So for the Panthers, it was off to Salt Lake City for the back half of the road trip, looking to get back on the winning side. Prior to the game, Matthew Tkachuk said that the Panthers had to get a win in that one to be able to split the road trip, and a win is what they ended up getting. Here are the highlights from Wednesday's win in Utah, rather. Panthers took that game by a 4-1 final score. These are the highlights as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network. Taken by Verhaeghe, out to the line, Ekblad, long shot off a man out front, and that one takes a roll wide. It hit Ian Cole on the way in. Now Reinhart behind the net, Tkachuk, far circle, Barkov. Barkov has it at the dot, slides to Tkachuk in front of shot, they score, a power play goal, it's Sam Reinhart. What a setup that was, and Reinhart gets the Panthers on the board. It's 1-0, 1:05 into the middle frame, a power play goal. Out of the near circle, Boqvist, a shot, and that's wide. Over on the far side, Verhaeghe is there, looks out front, he has Boqvist, a shot, he scores! Jesper Boqvist from the slot. He was set up, he rips it. Glove side, pass from Elka. And the Panthers double their lead. It's 2-0. Schmaltz has it. Gunther, net empty down to our right in the Utah zone. Sergachev, Gunther shot, blocked away by Bobrovsky. Forsling bats it along the near boards. Jesper Boqvist gets a clear all the way down, and he scores! 3-1 Panthers, an empty net goal with 2:01 to play. The Utah net is empty down to our right. Keller looking in front for Stenlund. Taken away, Matthew Tkachuk. He wasn't able to clear. Barkov pounds it to the neutral zone. Now it's Tkachuk on it. He hands it along. Straight in on the empty net. Goes into the Osterine, and he'll finish this one off. He scores an empty net goal once again for the Panthers. And they lead 4-1. And anyone who hadn't left Delta Center yet appears to be on their way out of the building now. And this one goes out to the line. Valimaki across. Kolyachonik now a shot from the far side. Bukestad missing wide. Near boards, Valimaki on it. Final 4 seconds. Balinskas behind the net. And the final seconds tick away. That's it for this one. The Panthers, in their first visit to Utah, 4-1 winners tonight over the Utah Hockey Club. And the Panthers took care of business in that game, exactly what they needed to do. So now they come home to take on the Boston Bruins here today. And this is one of those matchups I'd mentioned. Panthers coming in off a win. Boston coming in, sputtering a little bit, trying to maintain a good standing in the Atlantic Division and the Eastern Conference playoff race. But in a matchup like this, you tend to throw all the records, everything out the window, because, you know, these two teams are familiar with one another and, quite honestly, probably don't care too much for each other after those heated playoff series the last couple of years, and a lot of the faces still familiar from those matchups. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, though, on today's matchup against Boston and the rivalry between the two.
Those are the two, easily the two most physical, nasty series that I've ever been a part of. The ones that I would for sure pay money to go see. They're great games. They're heavy. They're fast. Lots of skill, but lots of bite on both teams. And you know each other. You know, you get to that point where there's not a lot of surprises in style of game. Everybody knows exactly the way it's going to look. So, you know, on your calendar, there are big games. And I get that from a coach's point of view. Yeah, I take one game at a time. I get all that. But if things are right in your program, you've got some great rivalries, and they're in our division, and they're a great rivalry, so everybody be wired for it.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Panthers-Bruins today, 1 o'clock face-off, 12:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Folks, our game's your way all season long. Panthers fans, build the perfect plan for you with our 24-25 Panthers Flex Plans. Choose the best combination of games that fit your schedule. Go to floridapanthers.com or call 954-835-PUCK for more information on Flex Plans and to secure your game day seats today. Well, Doug Plagan's with you. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass, just getting things started here today on Panthers Insider. On the other side of the break, George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. He'll stop by later on in the program. Panthers forward Jesper Boqvist will join us. So again, lots to get to over the course of the hour. George Richards is next. Doug Plagan's here with you. It's the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagan's with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers on a Saturday morning. Big rivalry matchup today at Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise. Panthers and the Boston Bruins. It's going to be a 1 o'clock face-off. We're on the air with Panthers Preview beginning at 12:30, and Panthers will want to make the most of this because it's one game on home ice before they're right back on the road for a couple. The Panthers, of course, coming off a 4-1 win on the road. A tight game, couple empty netters, 4-1. Was the final the other night as they finished out their road trip with a victory in Utah over the hockey club. Again, Doug Plagan's here with you, joined by the man from Florida Hockey Now, from NHL.com. He's George Richards, kind enough to stop by. George, thanks for being here, and appropriate to have you on here because the Panthers are 42 games into the 82-game grind, just past the halfway point as far as the schedule is concerned. First and foremost, thanks for being here. And I guess looking at this from a broad lens, how would you rate this first 42 games for the Panthers, coming off obviously winning the Stanley Cup and a short offseason and a condensed schedule, a demanding schedule? They've got themselves in a spot to contend for the Atlantic Division lead once again.
First of all, good morning, Doug. Good to see you. I think the first half of this season has been fine for the Panthers. I mean, you look at the Atlantic Division, where the Panthers stand, they're in second place right now behind the Toronto Maple Leafs. But, you know, you've got Boston, you know, really struggling. You've got Tampa Bay that, you know, we know what Tampa Bay can do, but you know, they're not the lightning that they used to be. I think Florida just wants to be a top three team in the Atlantic, start the playoffs, play well going into the playoffs so you get a nice little head of steam. It's different now, right? I mean, it's just different. The last couple years, the Panthers, there were times where they were, you know, we got to make the, you know, we got to chug, you know. Now they just want to be healthy. They just want to be playing well. And you're going to get some games at times where, they just don't have that jump. Now, today against the Bruins, that's not going to be a problem. The Florida Panthers and the Boston Bruins do not like each other at all. The Bruins are struggling. I don't think that matters. Boston's going to come out ready to play, and the Panthers, I think, are going to come out ready to play. So, again, the first half of the season's been fine. Panthers have done exactly what they want to do. They've had a couple duds in there, but they've also, when they're on, you see it. The Panthers are still a very good team and still a contender to repeat as Stanley Cup champs.
He's George Richards, kind enough to stop by here on a Saturday morning to talk Panthers hockey with us. He even stepped away from his breakfast to join us here on the program today, so we'll get him back to that here shortly. But, George, you mentioned some of what's gone well for the Panthers here in the first half. What has impressed you the most, whether it be integrating new faces into the lineup, because there are some new faces who've come in. The record against teams they've played in the playoffs the last couple of years, that's impressive. You mentioned they've been able to dig deep and find that emotional boost when they need it against those kind of teams. Is it one of those things? Is it something else? What stood out for you?
It is the way that the intensity ratchets up when Florida plays a team that they know from those past battles. I think Florida's, what, 10-1 now against...
10-2 now. Tampa and Carolina did get that last one.
Right. Yep. So 10-2 against teams that they've played over the past two seasons. That includes Vegas, the Bruins, the Rangers. You guys all know the teams. Florida's been able to not only dig deep, but just get after it from the start. So when this team is engaged, they're pretty good. And again, we talked about this last year when Florida had to fill some holes defensively. They had to do that again this year during free agency. And I think some of the signings that Florida's made, we're seeing a Nate Schmidt, a guy who was a healthy scratch last year in Winnipeg and kind of run out of town there, find a home here with the Florida Panthers. Jesper Boqvist, has found a home here. Thomas Nosek, nobody talks about him. He's been the fourth line center for most of the season. That fourth line has been terrific. With Mackie Samuskevich, a guy that we're like, well, he's not a fourth line guy. He's learning the defensive side of the ice. He's doing a lot of things. Mackie's going to score, but right now he's learning other things to do. And yeah, I mean, there are a lot of good stories that are flying under the radar here with the Panthers and stuff that's going to benefit them come April.
And you mentioned Mackie Samuskevich. You want to elaborate on him, because coming into the season, as you mentioned, there were going to be some opportunities, especially in the forward group. And with him, we've all known first-round pick. We've known the offensive skill is there, all the offensive upside. For me, I've noticed the speed, and I've also noticed he makes plays that don't necessarily get on the score sheet. And to me, that's where you see a young guy at his age, still just his second full professional season, that's where you see a young guy turning the corner when a guy who's used to picking up points is contributing in games and making a difference in games in ways that don't show up on the box score. Is that something that you've noticed from him? And I guess just elaborating on his maturation and his development, what else can you say about his game?
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, we all know players that sometimes are invisible, whether they're on the score sheet or not. Mackie Samuskevich, you'll watch him during a game, and then afterwards, he didn't get a point. He didn't get an assist, but you noticed him throughout the game. That speed is world class. He's got a terrific shot, but he closes space very quickly. I think that really helps on that fourth line, and you look at the guys who he's playing with on that fourth line, they all seem to have meshed together. Even though there has been kind of a hodgepodge, you've got quite three different players there right now, and A.J. Greer, Thomas Nosek, and Mackie Samuskevich, but they really seem to play well together. This is good for Mackie, because I think coming in, over the summer, where do you put Mackie? There was thought that Florida was going to start him on the top line, to play him with Sasha Barkov, because you're like, well, he's an elite, he's a top six guy. He's really not but this is where he is right now, and he's accepted it and adjusted to it and learning from it. This is great for him. I mean, this is a master's class, right? He's at the university right now in year five, getting his master's with the Panthers right now.
And George, you've been covering the Panthers a number of different places for a long long time. Dmitry Kulikov is closing in on 1,000 games in the National Hockey League here pretty soon. Second tour of duty with the Panthers. A guy who's obviously come back to the Panthers, been a part of a Stanley Cup team. The way I look at it, too, his first tour with the Panthers ended with the last year of the old logo. When he rejoined the Panthers, that was his first time throwing on the current version of the sweater. But now, when it's all said and done, this is going to be a guy who's going to be up near the top in a lot of statistical categories for the Panthers. I guess when you look at the Dmitry Kulikov you knew who came into the league as a young guy, a first-round pick back in 09, and you look at the guy now who's still doing it at a high level, first of all, there's got to be a soft spot in your heart for a guy like that and who's continued to put together this great career. But when you look back, this is going to be a guy who's going to be a part of Panthers lore forever.
Yeah, no, good. Cooley, same guy, really, that he was when he was just a kid. I mean, when they drafted him in 2009 and had to get him out of his Russian contract, and they were able to do that, and he just wanted to play hockey, and you could see it now. I mean, he has rejuvenated his career here back in South Florida because, you know, when Florida trades him in 2016 to Buffalo, he spends a year there, then he goes to Winnipeg. I think he played for seven different teams in like
Edmonton, Pittsburgh, New Jersey were mixed in there,
And he was always signing these one-year deals, and even I think he signed a two-year deal in Minnesota, and they traded him 6 months in. So for a guy that spent his first 5 or 6, 7 years in Florida and had some stability, all of a sudden he's in a different place. So he signs a one-year deal in Florida just to get back, and it turns into a four-year deal, right? So he's going to end his career right where it started. And he really has rejuvenated his career. He's a guy, you notice, you'd be like, man, Cooley, what was that? You say that once a game, am I right? Cooley's defensive play has been absolutely terrific. You know, when last year we were like, okay, well, when Ekblad and Montour get healthy, Florida's going to have to make some adjustments. And Kulikov is probably that seventh defenseman. He's going to be in and out of the lineup. He might go a week or two without playing, but then get back in. That has not happened. He is a big piece of this top six for the Panthers defensively. He's been terrific.
A couple before we get you going here, George. The Winter Classic announcement came down from the league this week. It was something that had been rumored about for quite some time, and a lot of people had been interested in the idea of it for quite some time. Well, now you're going to have outdoor games in South Florida and over in Tampa next season. Is this just another victory for hockey here in the state of Florida?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, because we talked about it. I mean, we talked about it with Gary Bettman for years, right? And it was just, get out of here. Stop with that Marlins Park nonsense. We're not doing it. Part of the reason was because the Florida Panthers were not a draw at all, right? They were struggling to fill this building in Sunrise, much less a ballpark or a stadium. And now the Florida Panthers are a national draw. People tune in to watch the Panthers. Today is on ABC. It's a national televised game. Florida, back in the day, used to get one game on Versus, and it was 10:30 in San Jose. That was it. That was your national telecast, and they usually used the local broadcast. It was a joke. Now the Panthers are on TNT, ABC, ESPN. I feel bad for Goldie and Randy because, you know, the national guys have taken over this week, so they've got nothing to do. I mean, you're still on with the Florida Panthers radio network. You know, what is it with the whistle that you do? You pause it at the whistle and then start.
Yes, if you'd like to sync it up. Good segue, George. If you'd like to sync up the only local broadcast today, the radio broadcast with the television broadcast, pause your TV at a whistle, then press play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on the radio broadcast, and you'll have it all synced up. It'll be like it's all connected.
Yeah, and I'm going to do that when we're at the Winter Classic, January 2nd, 2026. I'm going to have my transistor radio, and I'm going to be listening to Doug Plagan in the Florida Panther Radio Network from the ballpark, just like it's meant to be. I'll have some Cracker Jack, but no, this is huge. I mean, from what I was told, the Winter Classic, you know, that deal was done. The Panthers were always going to get that. The question was, could they get Tampa done? Because, you know, Tampa deserves a game as well. A lot of people, you know, were hoping to see Tampa play Florida in this game, but I like this new school, old school deal. You've got two
two very successful NHL expansion stories in Tampa Bay with their three cups, Florida, the defending reigning Stanley Cup champion, playing two original six teams. I think it's going to be awesome. Listen, the outdoor thing has gotten a little stale. They're running out of venues. As beautiful as Wrigley Field looked, we've seen that before. Nobody's seen this before. We're going to have palm trees and the Goodyear blimp and, you know, the Scarface, Miami Vice, whatever the heck you want to, you know, it's going to be neat. It's going to be fun. And play ball.
And George Richards will be there, too. You can count on that. So, again, that's going to be January 2nd. Today, George, last thing for you here. Today, Panthers have had some success against Boston this season. They've had some success against them, to say the least, the last couple of seasons. Yeah. You mentioned the Bruins coming in scuffling a little bit, but I think when these two teams meet, you probably can throw all that out the window. What do you expect today? What's going to be the biggest key if the Panthers are going to want to start, or I should say, have a good showing on this one-game homestand, if you will?
Yeah, there'll be some scuffling, right? There's definitely going to be some hard hits and some fisticuffs, probably. But listen, you know, we wrote this, you know, after the Florida Panthers are 2-0 against the Bruins. October 8th, opening night, Florida took care of them pretty handily. And then a week later, beat them in Boston. This is a different-looking team than they were at the beginning of the year. Jim Montgomery got fired. He's now the head coach in St. Louis. They've made some changes in their lineup. Boston's struggling a bit, but this game here could wake the Bruins up if the Panthers haven't broken them already. That was the story I was alluding to. Did the Panthers break the Bruins? I mean, they ruined their President's Trophy season 2 years ago. Last year, they knocked them out in the playoffs, and then in the first week of the season, Boston's all jacked up and gets beat twice by the Panthers in the opening week. That'll take the wind out of your sails. And I think Boston has not reacted well to any of it. Now, are they an aging team? Yeah. And I think a lot of us were like wondering how they were as good as they were. Because you'd watch it, you're like, on paper, they don't really stand out. They've got some great players, obviously, but they just didn't stand out. And maybe that's catching up to them. I don't know, but it should be fun. Bring your Raisin Bran if you want. It's an early start. You know, get a bagel. It's going to, you know, I'm probably going to stop and get some coffee if you want some.
I might take you up on that. I might take you up on that. George Richards from Florida Hockey Now here with us. And yeah, if I'm the Boston Bruins and I'm struggling a bit, I know things haven't gone my way against the Panthers the last couple of years, but this is probably exactly what I want at this point in time.
This is a perfect way to get things back for the Boston Bruins. Are they able to take advantage of that? Or does Florida win this one 6-2 and then it's just a downward spiral? Who knows? So it should be very interesting.
Yeah, well, we'll get a look at it coming up a bit later today. 1 o'clock face-off, 12:30 Panthers preview on the Radio Network. George from Florida Hockey Now. Where can everybody find you out there, George Richards?
Well, in about 15 minutes, I'll be at the Starbucks on 136 and Sunrise. Other than that, yeah, come on over to FloridaHockeyNow.com. Daily coverage of the Florida Panthers. You can catch me on the Twitters, at George Richards, the Florida Hockey Now YouTube channel. What else we got? We got the Blue Sky thing, at George Richards.
You're everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, Instagram. I forget what that one is. That might be George Richards 305, something like that. I don't know what it is. Anyway, yeah, just look up George Richards. You'll find all this stuff.
Yeah, you'll find great coverage of the Panthers. Has been giving you great coverage of the Panthers for a long time. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now. Thanks for stopping by. As always, we'll see you in a little bit.
All right, text me your coffee order.
I will. Try not to have too many modifications to the order.
Well, whatever. I do it on the app, so I'll just put it down.
So it's in their hands. All right, George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, kind enough to join us here on Panthers Insider once again, getting you ready for the Panthers and the Bruins a little bit later today. Speaking of the Panthers and the Bruins, coming up next, a conversation with a Panther who's seen this rivalry from both sides. Jesper Boqvist going to stop by coming up on the other side of the break. It's Panthers and the Bruins a little bit later. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Welcome back inside Amerant Bank Arena. Getting ready for the Panthers and the Boston Bruins this afternoon. Going to be a 1 o'clock face-off. 12:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. We'd love to see you out here. By the way, all your Panthers tickets and all your Panthers ticket information. Place to go is FloridaPanthers.com. You can go to SeatGeek.com. Or you can pick up that phone of yours and call 954-835-PUCK. Operator standing by. Looking forward to hearing from you. But, of course, if you can't make it, we invite you to tune in on the Panthers Radio Network, where you can find the only local broadcast of this afternoon's game. It's a nationally televised game on ABC, but you can sync us up to the national TV broadcast if you'd like. Pause your TV at a whistle. Press play when you hear that same whistle on the radio network, and you'd be surprised how easy it is. Get the broadcast all synced up. You'll be able to get our call along with the national TV broadcast. So, again, that's just one of the ways you can consume Panthers hockey coming up today. Panthers fans, go to Pantherland for your exclusive Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-a-kind gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, jerseys, and more. Shop now in-store, online, flateamshop.com. You can find today's game, 560 WQAM, our flagship home, Miami in Fort Lauderdale. You can also find us on Real Radio 92.1 on the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, SiriusXM NHL Network Radio Channel 91 across North America today. And you can also get the game for free on the free Panthers app by hitting the radio button top right corner. You can always get our broadcast that way. Well, let's get into rolling along here, the final segment of this edition of Panthers Insider. As far as this Panthers-Bruins rivalry is concerned, Panthers have a few guys on their side who've been on the other side of the rivalry. A.J. Greer, Tomáš Nosek, also Jesper Boqvist, who scored a couple of goals last game for the Panthers in Utah. Here's Paul Maurice on the former Bruins, including Jesper Boqvist in the Panthers lineup, and if that has made it easier for the new faces to transition to this Panthers team coming from a team like Boston.
I wouldn't say we certainly don't live in the past, but it's really important that you learn from it and you take the experiences. So when you're explaining the Boston series 2 years ago, when you're trying to pull something from that, you got three guys that were on the other side of it. They know exactly what you're talking about. It was an incredible run of games, having those guys understand there's a culture to
Marcos,
this.
We're going to go right to Boquin.
And there's a culture to the series. Right? They're so close, so physical. Having those guys understand that makes it important.
Maurice right there, and Jesper Boqvist has made a really nice transition to this Panthers team. Sam Reinhart had really high praise for him yesterday, said you go up and down the locker room, he'd pretty much be everybody's favorite player. They said the way that he plays with speed and the way that he's able to fit in with everybody. Let's get right into the conversation with Jesper Boqvist, and first thing I asked him was plain and simple, what's his favorite thing about being a Florida Panther?
A lot. Obviously all the guys in the room, coaching staff and all that, and kind of like the way we've been playing too and winning a lot of games, so it's been fun so far. And halfway through here, and I can't wait for the second half.
Yeah, a couple things on what you just said, but we've asked you about playing with your brother here as well. Are there a lot of friends and family who've suddenly converted to being Panthers fans this season?
I feel like we never had so much people ask to come over either, so it's been fun for sure, and a dream come true for both of us, and we have a lot of fun.
And something we talk to a lot of the guys about seems simple, but middle of the season now, it's cold, very cold in a lot of other parts of the country here, but for you guys, you're getting up, going to practice, the sun's out, you're getting off the plane, whether it be late at night, early in the morning, whatever, and it's nice outside. How much of an energy boost is it when you're driving to the rink for a morning skate and you got the sun out, the palm trees, and it's warm outside?
Yeah, it's unreal. It's me and Adam obviously drive together in the morning, and we kind of look over to each other and just kind of smile, and it's helped for sure. Like, sun is out, like I said, and palm trees and all that, so it's beautiful every day, I feel like, and it's unreal.
And you mentioned you like the way that you guys have been playing, specifically coming into this game against the Boston Bruins. We'll talk about that matchup because obviously you're familiar with them, but you like the way you guys have been playing. What are some of the things that you think have been the best attributes for your team here lately as you've crossed into the second half?
I feel like we're pretty connected, and we win a lot of pucks down low, and when we do that, we play fast and hard and all that. So I think like connected is the biggest part, and heavy on the forecheck.
And you mentioned playing with speed, being heavy on the forecheck. You came from a Boston team where it seemed like you guys played a pretty similar style. Did that make it pretty easy to go from one side of this Panthers-Bruins rivalry to the other? Because it seems like the two teams do play with some similarities in their game.
Yeah, for sure, and especially against each other. I feel like it gets pretty heavy, and it's a lot of fun in these games.
When you were on the other side of it, what were some of the things that you noticed just about playing in that game and about the way this Panthers team's played? And has it continued to be true for you as you've gone through this half of your first season with the team?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been... this team has been flying lately, last couple of years, and that's what it felt like playing against them, and now playing with them too. Like we play fast and all that, and I think I said it before, I was always so sore after those games too, so they play heavy too.
And obviously coming into this will be game number 43 for you guys, the next one here. Getting into the second half, it seems like the playoff races tend to heat up earlier and earlier every year, whether it be the races for the top spots in the division or whether it be the wild card races or everything in between. Do you feel the games getting bigger as things go along? Do you feel like it gets later, earlier, if you will, every season?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I feel like it's so many good teams, and we all battle for it, right? So for sure, and all the points are huge, and for us too, and we still try to figure everything out to play our best in the end, and it's fun for sure, and every point is huge.
Obviously easy for you to understand the rivalry between the Panthers and the Bruins, having been on both sides of it, but this season, obviously your first season with the team, but the Panthers have had a history with the Rangers, with the Leafs, with Carolina, you know, teams they've played in the playoffs the last couple of years. Were you able to sense right away for those games, especially against some of those playoff teams from the last few years, were you able to sense that for the guys that have been here, there's some extra juice, some extra intensity to those matchups?
Yeah, for sure. Going into those games, I feel like everyone is jumping, and but that's what we want every game. But some days it's a little bit harder, but we got to find it either way. But for sure, those teams that's been playing lately and last couple of years in the playoffs, like you said, and juice are flowing for sure.
For you guys, the schedule, especially early on, it's been a bit of a grind this season. You had some long trips. You had Finland. I know before this month is over with, you'll be going back out west. Now, I think long term, it can be an advantage for you getting all those, you know, West Coast games out of the way and things like that. But as this season's gone on, what's been the biggest way that you've been able to keep yourself fresh? Because it seems like this schedule has been at times pretty condensed, and it's been pretty demanding.
Yeah, for sure. It's been it's been a grind for sure, and but that's what we want here, and we love the grind. And for me personally, I mean, everyone around the team makes us such a good job and taking care of us and all that. So it feels good for sure.
Can a demanding schedule also just get you into a rhythm where, you know, every other day you're just ready to play?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, games is the thing you want to do, and it's a lot of fun. And like I said, the grind, we love the grind here.
And a couple before we let you get going here, your versatility, we've talked a lot about it, but you can play the middle, you can play the wing, you can play up and down the lineup. What is the biggest attribute you think you have in your game that allows you to be able to slide up and down the lineup, play different positions, and fit in pretty seamlessly with your new teammates this season?
I don't know. I maybe see the game well, and whoever I'm playing with, I kind of read off them and see what they do and how they want to play, and kind of fit my game into their game and see that way. But I think I read the game pretty well, so I do it that way.
And now a matchup with the Boston Bruins. What's going to be the biggest key in this next game here?
I feel like just keep on. We've been playing pretty good lately. Last two here on the road been good, and we played fast and heavy, and what we want to do, and just stick to our system and what we want to do, and all that. So it's going to be a good one.
Panthers forward Jesper Boqvist right there. He's really had a nice start to his run as a Panther. And, well, through 39 games played, 17 points, 9 goals this season for Boqvist, who had 2 last time out. That takes us to the end of the program. Big thanks to Jesper Boqvist for his time. Thanks to George Richards from Florida Hockey Now for stopping by last segment. We'll be back at it here in just a little bit. 12:30 Panthers preview, 1 o'clock puck drop. Panthers and the Bruins today. I'm Doug Plagans. Big thanks, Marcos Gonzalez, on the other side of the glass. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Panthers Bruins, 1 o'clock, 12:30 pregame this afternoon across the Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.